News.
Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is a special edition of Your Call. For the next hour, we will discuss the future of City College of San Francisco. Last week, CCSF, which has about 85,000 students, was informed that it would lose its accreditation effective July 31st next year. Last July, the Accrediting Commission placed CCSF on, quote, show cause status and gave the college a list of 14 recommendations for how to stay accredited. Last week, it said the school failed to fix all but two of the recommendations. The recommendations include fixing financial problems, instructional standards, clarifying roles of staff, faculty, and administrators, and increasing the effectiveness of the college's Board of Trustees. City College of San Francisco offers a broad range of academic studies and vocational training at several off-site campuses in San Francisco. In the special hour of Your Call, we'll have a discussion about the future of CCSF. How is the college responding? What will it take to save the college? And what are the implications of a possible shutdown? Today, we're joined by Jennifer Aries. She is spokeswoman for the City College of San Francisco. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We're also joined by Karen Saginaw. Karen is immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at City College of San Francisco. And Karen joins me in studio. Hi, Karen. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Great to have you. And we're joined by Joe Fitzgerald. He's a freelance journalist with the San Francisco Examiner and a former student at San Francisco or City College of San Francisco. Hi, Joe. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Hey, congratulations on your job as a journalist.
Oh, thank you.
You're getting paid for this.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling to be
wow.
paid for what you love.
I'm so proud of you because last time you were on, you were a student at City College, and now you're a senior at San Francisco State.
Absolutely.
Well, great to have you. So, Jennifer, why don't we start off with you? Last week, we got this news from the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges announcing that it decided to revoke City College of San Francisco accreditation next year. Before we talk about what this means, can you give us a little background for those of us who haven't been closely following this? How did this
Certainly.
All happen?
This all, it's been building for many, many years. Cited in the accreditation were fiscal issues, governance issues. There was an accreditation visit in 2006 at which there were some recommendations that were given. However, the college did receive its full accreditation. Those recommendations were not addressed. So when the Accrediting Commission came back around in 2012, they looked at those recommendations that were not addressed and then found additional recommendations, which is what led them to give the show cause notification. I do want to say, though, in the past year, the college has really come together. There's been a significant amount of work that has been done. We also know that there are standards that have not yet been met, but there is a commitment to work to finish meeting those.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges? A lot of people have never heard of this until we got the news last year that CCSF was in trouble.
I can't give you the, you know, when they were formed. I have been in the community college system for 25 years. The Accrediting Commission is the group that sets the standards that all colleges must meet in order to retain accreditation. They are regional based, and public colleges and universities meet these standards to retain accreditation, and ours is the Western Association of Schools and Colleges.
And Karen, from what I understand, this is a private nonprofit regional agency recognized from the federal government. Is that right?
That's correct.
And do we have access to the people on this board? Is it a transparent process?
I'll ask Joe to respond to that because he went to a public meeting that they had not long ago.
Well, right. They held a public meeting recently. And, you know, at the public meeting, it was just a few days after a protest by City College supporters. They had barricades, police barricades. They had kind of increased security. And they only let in, I think, about 20 or so folks to this public meeting. And they left this kind of long line outside, about 60 or so folks, including a reporter who had previously called from the Chronicle to get into the meeting in order to report on it. And they barred her from entry. I was able to get in. And when I was interviewing President Barbara Baino, who's the president of the ACCJC, she said, you know, we are not we're not public. We won't release the documents. We do not have to adhere to California Public Records Act, nor should we.
All right, and we'll talk about that more during the show, because the California Federation of Teachers filed a complaint with the Department of Education accusing the ACCJC of shredding documents to thwart a federal review. But before we do that, what is really at stake here, Joe?
Well, there's a number of things at stake, and there's a lot of moving parts. One of the biggest complaints kind of leveled by folks like, say, the group Save CCSF, which is a kind of student and faculty hybrid organized group to battle the ACCJC, is that the mission of the college is changing. What they really frame it as, and this is not me, this is kind of some of the folks who are questioning this, are saying that it's really a battle for who they serve, who the college serves, and who is going to get help by the college. It's kind of frightening in a way, because there's a lot of adult learners that need these classes from City College, a lot of seniors who depend on the services in near the end of their life, a lot of lifelong learners who want to know things throughout life, who value education for education's sake, and they may be losing out soon.
And so what do you mean by that? So the mission is changing, which would affect the people that you just mentioned?
Well, right. Every college has a mission statement, and that mission statement is more than just them declaring what they're into. You know, it's not frivolous. It really frames how they spend, where they put their money. It's like a constitution for a college almost. And one of the very first recommendation, I believe, is to revise by the ACCJC for the City College was to revise its mission statement. Like, hey, you guys, you're serving too many people. We're in a time of fiscal shrinkage. You cannot help all the people you want to help anymore, and you've got to refine your mission and constrict it.
And Jennifer, what would you say to that? Why do you think the ACCJC told the college to revise the mission statement? Why did they do that? Was there any explanation?
I hesitate to speculate on why they would have asked the college to do that, other than, as Joe said, you know, there are fiscal issues. And the mission of the California community colleges, frankly, and colleges across the state, are to be comprehensive community colleges, meaning, you know, we've always said to be all things to all people. I can't begin, like I said, to speculate why they would tell them to change. I don't know what was behind. You know, they did look in and they did revise the mission statement. It's focusing on transfer, achievement of associate degrees, certificate, career skills, which is the career and technical education, and really what we call, you know, being the economic engine that trains the workers, and then basic skills, including learning ESL and then transitional studies.
And so
while it's – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, so while it's – They revised it. I don't want to speculate on why the Accrediting Commission asked them to revise it, but it's trying to do that, be all things to all people. And that's a difficult for colleges to get their arms around, and I know, you know, several struggle with it.
And that's Jennifer Aries, spokeswoman with City College of San Francisco, Karen Saginaw, immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at CCSF. What's your response?
Well, I was involved in discussions about a year ago or a little less than a year ago when the changes to the mission statement were being discussed and when it was taken to the Board of Trustees. And one of the things that was proposed that the Board of Trustees actually balked at, and a change it did not make, was to remove from the mission statement for City College helping students get their GED, transitional, you know, adult education for folks who had not made it through high school the first time around and were trying to make it through high school. And it was proposed that that be removed from the mission statement. As I said, it didn't happen because a couple of the trustees said, no, we really can't take that out of our mission statement. So I don't know what that indicates. Again, you know, that wasn't, as far as I know, a direction from the ACCJC of here's how you should change your mission statement. But it certainly was something that was under discussion.
And importantly, as Karen noted, that, you know, some of the trustees balked and said, you know, you can't make that change. This is something the city needs. San Francisco needs to train folks, give them their GEDs. Well, that's an example of kind of a local politician being able to look out for local needs. But now the college has lost its board. I mean, in the way that the board cannot make any votes now. A special trustee is taking control of the college that was assigned by the state chancellor's office. The state chancellor's office, which oversees 112 community colleges in the state. And that special trustee may or may not have those priorities in mind. I can't say, but he's not a local trustee.
Well, I want to open the phone lines because I think people have a lot of questions about what is exactly happening here. And is it could there be a potential that CCSF closes next year? If you've got any questions about what's happening with City College of San Francisco, this is a special edition of Your Call, and we'll be discussing the future of the college. 85,000 students, they were informed that they might lose accreditation effective July 31st next year. So what questions do you have? If you go to CCSF, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions about the Accrediting Commission, give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org or leave a comment on our website, yourcallradio.org. Joe Fitzgerald is a freelance journalist with The Examiner, former student at City College of San Francisco. He's now a senior at SF State. Jennifer Aries is a spokeswoman with CCSF, and Karen Saginaw is immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at CCSF. And you wanted to jump in, Karen.
I just want to make sure that your listeners know that as of this moment and for the fall semester and for the spring semester, City College is accredited now. Anything that folks take this fall or next spring, they will get credit for. Those credits were transfer, and those credits are good forever. Right. They have told us that they plan to take away our accreditation 1 year from now. But as of now, we are fully accredited.
How serious is this?
Very, very serious.
So there is a potential that CCSF could close this time next year.
Really, the way the ACCJC put it to us is that we are taking away your accreditation. There is still a possibility that you might appeal. There might be review. We might I don't know, change our minds. But they didn't really even say that. They just said, we're taking away your accreditation, but 1 year from now, not this minute. And here's the process you can go through if you wish to appeal it.
And Karen, what would you say to that? How serious is this?
I'm
sorry, Jennifer.
Oh, it's very serious. I want to echo what Karen said, however, that the college is open and enrolling. The units transfer. Degrees and certificates awarded will be recognized as awarded by an accredited institution. The commission's decision at this point in time is not final. There is a review process we'll be going through. If we are not satisfied with the decision in the review process, we have the opportunity to move through an appeal process, both of which will take several months, even quite possibly past the July 31st, 2014 deadline.
So can you elaborate on that? What will that appeal process look like? And will students and faculty be involved in that?
It starts with a review process, and we send a letter requesting why we want the review. And then the commission, what they do is they look at their decision and they review why they made the decision based on the items that are listed in the letter as to why, you know, we're requesting that. And again, it could take several months with it being summer. It's difficult to get a hold of some people. And so frankly, the longer it takes, I think the better for City College. It gives us that much more time to come together and continue working to meet the standards.
But noticeably, one of the dangers that's happening right now and that they've already seen happen at City College is that the more that people don't know about this process and the more people are frightened that their credits won't transfer, the less people are enrolling in the school. So, you know, historically, City College has had highs of enrollment of like 100,000 students at any one time, right? Right now, they're down to 85,000. And as they've lost thousands of students who've been afraid of this whole process, they're also losing state funding because they're funded based on how many students are enrolled at any given time. So they're trying to pull the school back up. But as students are getting frightened and leaving, they're also losing millions and millions of dollars. And also, very, very dangerously, the only other example we have of this happening, Compton College, when it lost its accreditation in, I believe, 2006, I could be wrong on that, They originally had about 13,000 students, you know, fluctuates, and then they lost half of their student body when they lost their accreditation. Folks that I interviewed around Compton College, or I'm terribly sorry, actually my compatriot Sarah Bloomberg at City College's paper, The Guardsman, interviewed, said that those students were found to have not gone to schools in the surrounding areas. So people say, oh, if City College closes, they'll go to Skyline, they'll go to San Mateo College. But the only other instance of this happening in Compton showed that a lot of students actually dropped out of the system altogether and were just gone for at least a year.
I was reading an article last night about how students or schools in the surrounding areas will be able to pick up the slack and try to take in those students when they're sort of bursting at the seams. Jennifer, what do the numbers show? Are people not enrolling because they are curious or not sure how this process will affect them and they're frightened by the prospect of the school shutting down?
Well, enrollment is down. It has been down and flat actually across the country as the economy picks up. And that's cyclical in community college enrollment. When the economy is down, our students come to school. When the economy gets better, they get their jobs and go to work. And there were a couple of recent articles the last couple of months in newspaper and on television in and around San Francisco about jobs, the jobs numbers moving up. They're starting to hire again. We're not in a position to be able to ask each one of our students, you know, that doesn't enroll or why are they not enrolling. However, you know, we're doing all we can to get the message out that City College is open and accredited, that we will work with our students. If the college does have to close, we will work with our students. Their transferable units will transfer. We will make sure that they have a pathway that works for them. But in the meantime, we've got some phenomenal faculty waiting to teach them and services. You know, people at the counter ready to service the students, and it would be a shame to see them have to travel out and try to get to Skyline when we've got phenomenal instruction and services still working right here in San Francisco.
We're very concerned about that, and we're very concerned also about the effect that this has on the mission of the college, in that the students who are the ones who, it stands to reason, are thinking, oh my gosh, I have to worry about my credits, are the students who are planning to transfer, the students who want to make sure they have an accredited certificate, those very students that the sort of direction that California education is taking is to make sure we get those students. And of course, we want to serve not only those students, but all the students in San Francisco. I was listening to the earlier hour of your program about the problems with the rising costs of college and the way in which those who cannot get to college are likely to be really left behind financially, and the difficulties for students who come from families where college going was not part of the family tradition. And we really do not want to leave those folks in San Francisco out.
Well, we have a caller who wants to talk about the mission, and we'll get to you in just a minute, Steve. I just wanted to let you all know that this is a special hour of Your Call, and we're talking about the future of City College of San Francisco. 85,000 students. The school was informed that it would lose its accreditation effective July 31st, 2014. City College of San Francisco is going through an appeal process. We'll talk more about that. If you have any questions or comments, we've got full lines, but we'll have one open in a few minutes. 866-798-8255. The voice you just heard is Karen Saginaw, immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at CCSF. Joe Fitzgerald is a former student at CCSF. He's now at SF State. He's a freelance journalist with the San Francisco Examiner. And Jennifer Aries is spokeswoman with CCSF. And let's go to Steve in Palo Alto. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I have to say it's just a tragedy what I see happening to CCSF, because it does have a really strong reputation here in the Bay Area and as I understand, nationwide. But what's being forced upon CCSF right now is really a consequence of the Student Success Act that was passed by the legislature in the fall. And that was a deliberate attempt to really change the meaning of the mission statement for all community colleges away from, you know, serving the immediate community to actually serving primarily as feeder schools to the four-year state and university system. And so there should be no surprise that the commission would sanction the community college for refusing to adequately adjust its mission statement. About the crediting process more generally, I work at a community college, and I can see how those who are preparing for the accreditation team visit of next year, they're running around like their hair's on fire, because they're taking this sanction that's directed at the largest, you know, arguably the jewel of the California community college system, as a shot across the bow to us community colleges to get your ducks in a row, so to speak, and to really transform the meaning of how we do, or the nature of how we do education at the community college system. I have a feeling that this is an attempt, the first attempt to essentially privatize public education at the upper levels in California, and I think it's an unfortunate trend, but it's a trend that's been coming 3 or 4 years, 5 years in the making, and faculty were only too late to catch up to it. And now everybody's reacting. I don't see any kind of collective, proactive way of trying to check the power of the commission. And again, I think that what they're doing to CCSF is really intended to send a message to the other community colleges, and especially dismantle what was a very, very strong system of shared governance in which the faculty and classified staff played
a large role. Steve, you brought up so many points. Your line was going in and out there. I just wanted to ask you, and I know the guests are familiar with this, but when you're talking about the California legislature shifting the mission of community colleges, what was that piece of legislation you mentioned?
Oh, that was the Student Success Act.
Right.
That was passed in the fall.
Okay.
What it does is change the mission away from serving the community needs to actually prioritizing transfer and basic skills preparatory to transfer to get.
All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much. And we brought up so many questions there, and we'll bring them up. I just want to get to a few more callers because we have full lines. I want to take a few before we get to break. Let's go to Pamela in San Francisco. Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a couple of questions for Karen. Early on, I believe Jennifer is the name of the lady who said that City College received full accreditation 6 years ago, or the last time around. But there were some recommendations made, and none of these recommendations were met over the following 6 years. And my understanding was that that wasn't exactly correct, that City College was in correspondence with the accreditation agency, and it was under the impression that it was meeting the recommendation satisfactorily.
So to be precise, the college did respond in 2006 to those recommendations by sending, you know, a letter in response saying, here's how we're addressing the various recommendations. There were follow-ups several years apart after that. The commission accepted those letters and did not, at that time, say these are not adequate responses to those recommendations. And it was not until a year ago when we got the show cause that we were also at that point told that our earlier responses had been unacceptable.
So that was the first time you found out?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to mention in response to what you and Joe Fitzgerald said, and also in response to the last caller, is that my impression was that the accreditation agency was one of the main lobbyists for the Student Success Act.
The CFT complaint, which I think has already been mentioned, against the accrediting body, documented that Barbara Bino had, on behalf of ACCJC, lobbied the legislature in favor of passing the Student Success Act.
And the Student Success Act is interesting because it's another prong in the kind of push for completion. And I'm not characterizing that push for completion in any way, whether good or bad.
And Joe, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will definitely talk about the Student Success Act. And after the break, we'll also dive a little more into the list of 14 recommendations for how to stay accredited, because I think people are still wondering, what are they and what can the school do to actually meet these recommendations? This is a special edition of Your Call, and today we're talking about what it will take to save City College of San Francisco. We'll be back after this.
If you have a question, idea, or experience to contribute to today's conversation, your call always is better when we all get involved. Here's the number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-TALK. You can also send an email, question, or comment to feedback@yourcallradio.org.
This is Your Call, a special edition of Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. We are spending the hour today talking about the future of City College of San Francisco. 85,000 students attend City College. It was informed recently that it would lose its accreditation effective July 31st, 2014. In just a couple of minutes, we'll definitely talk about some of these 14 recommendations for how to stay accredited. And we'd love to hear from you. What questions do you have? If you were a student at CCSF, if you go there now, if you're in education, as all of our guests say, this is very serious. There is a possibility that CCSF could close down next year. It's kind of hard to imagine that, but that is a possibility. So what questions do you have? We'll talk about what it will take to save CCSF. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255. You can also email feedback@yourcallradio.org. Karen Saginaw is immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at CCSF. Joe Fitzgerald is a former student at CCSF. He now goes to SF State. He's also a freelance reporter with the San Francisco Examiner. And Jennifer Aries is a spokeswoman with CCSF. And Joe, before the break, you wanted to comment on the Student Success Act, which is a piece of legislation that passed in California recently?
2012, yes.
Last year.
Well, the Student Success Act originally had a whole lot in it to kind of focus the mission of colleges. But right now, it was really boiled down to stopping folks who accrue too many credits, students from accruing too many credits. And once they pass a certain mark, I believe it's 110, that they would be pushed to the back of the line in terms of priority registration. So basically, if you're a student who took a few too many classes, you were exploring what you wanted to do, maybe you failed them because you were working a part-time job. Now, if you're in the system too long, they want to deprioritize you in order to prioritize people they think are more likely to transfer sooner, quicker. Boom, boom, boom.
How many credits do you need to transfer?
Like 60.
Okay, so 60 to transfer, and if you have 110, you go to the back of the line.
But it can very easily happen. There's a lot of different things. I mean, you know, I was just in City College for way too long. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know where my focus was. I personally had to work. I would get up in the morning to work at Starbucks. I'd get up at 4 in the morning, walk a few miles down through the Presidio in order to get to my job working at Starbucks. Then I'd go teach in the afternoon. I'm an artist in residence at a local high school. And then I would go take night classes. So, you know, I was working a good 12 hours before I got to class. So sometimes I failed a class, and that happened, and especially when I wasn't sure which ones I wanted to take. So the Student Success Act, and I don't want to characterize it. Again, they're in a really hard position. But a fact is that me personally, if I was going to school at City College after the Student Success Act, I would not have been able to transfer when I did. I would not have been able to transfer quickly. I would have been put to the back of the line. The unfortunate thing is, though, as the chancellor's office at the state level will point out, already 500,000 students statewide have been pushed out of the system based on budget cuts and the system slashing classes. So they do have a legitimate concern in trying to focus resources where they can. But it's just unfortunate that it comes at the expense of students like, I don't know, like myself.
And we'll get to more of we had a number of questions earlier from Steve, and we'll get to those in a minute, Steve. But first, we're getting a few emails from listeners who want to know more about the standards. Kate writes in and says, I want to understand better what the standards are that the commission says they haven't met. I keep hearing that no one has criticized the quality of the education. So what are they criticizing? Jennifer, can you just go over some of these recommendations?
Certainly. In fact, I can direct people to the City College website, ccsf.edu, click on accreditation on the bottom left, and that will take you to several documents if you really want to dig in and learn what the standards are. And then the show cause evaluation team report is up there as well. So you can actually look at what the standards are and then look at what the recommendations are that were and were not addressed. And I will go as well as the, you know, the whole other step preceding the recommendations, which are the eligibility requirements. So let me start there. This could take hours.
Yeah, but, we don't have hours. Can you just give us an overview? I mean, what really stands out for you?
What really stands out is our fiscal issues, getting our fiscal house in order. Governance, there was a shared governance policy, and when we received the show cause notification, the interim chancellor at the time removed the shared governance activities and created more of a participatory governance. Bottom line is everyone needs to be around the table to have input into the decisions and the administration of the institution, which is administrators, faculty, staff, and students. But when you look at the recommendations, for example, assessing institutional effectiveness for program review, more on the administrative side, you are right, the quality of the teaching is not in question. It's a lot of the operational and administrative pieces of running the organization that are in question.
You know, I can kind of go over them real quick. They had issues over governance. They thought the Board of Trustees was a little too contentious. They said that they needed to work in lockstep more, which is interesting because they are a duly elected body by the City of San Francisco, and so they all have constituencies that, you know, they kind of need to adhere to. They also, the fiscal issues, they said that they're
the percentage of
reporting, planning, stability.
Exactly. That they didn't have enough reserve funds. That's the word I was looking for. They didn't have enough in their reserve fund. They wanted them to refine their mission statement, and they also wanted the college to look at SLOs and really have student learning outcomes, which are basically how the school measures how each of the classes, what they're teaching. What are they teaching, and are all the classes giving the same information?
So student learning outcomes are grades measure, you know, how well a student did. Student learning outcomes are a way of assessing how are the students learning in terms of what can we do differently next time to help the students learn even more than they learned this time. And although that was a process that teachers were very much engaged in intuitive ways, we were not engaged in it in a formal way. We were not doing the kinds of things. We were very far behind the state in doing that. That was a message that came through loud and clear a year ago, and faculty have absolutely thrown themselves into coming up to speed and getting that finished. The visiting team that came in April, you know, applauded the efforts, and I believe they used the word miracle in terms of the progress that we'd made. Mm-hmm. We are not 100% there. We are very, very far ahead of where we were before. And in fact, I mean, some of the things just take a little time to complete, and we were, you know, the clock stopped before we were quite at the goal, and that is something that faculty are already continuing to work on very, very diligently.
But you'll note that a lot of these recommendations.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
This is Jennifer. If I might add to what Karen said, the student learning outcomes. Keeping in mind that our faculty and their deans and their program chairs are working on these over and above their regular teaching duties, which, you know, is quite a heavy load. So in addition, you know, they're taking the time to really jump in and complete the SLOs. It was the same way with the rest of the standards that we need to meet. We just need a little bit more time, and the commitment from the institution is incredible. And I think that Karen shows that commitment by talking about the SLOs, completing them, but she didn't mention that they completed them on top of their regular duties.
One of the things that a lot of folks are complaining about, though, whether it's some faculty or the Save CCSF organization, that a lot of these critiques aren't necessarily about the quality of the education. It's about where are you spending your money. It's about what's your governance structure like. And are you assessing learning? That's probably about as close as you get to it. But they're not saying, wow, your classes are awful. They're not saying that at all. And a lot of folks are wondering, how legitimate is it to nearly close the school on only those types of concerns?
One of the things that's happened in the past few days is that we've become aware that Dr. Bryce Harris, the Chancellor Bryce Harris, the state community college chancellor is he's taking a very personal interest in making sure that City College gets every opportunity to stay open, and is going to be helping us put together a roadmap of what it is that we most need to focus on at this point. And faculty are very interested in this, like, well, how soon can we get to work? You know,
yeah.
We want to know what can we do.
Are you hopeful, Karen? Because Kate writes in and says, your guests all sound pretty discouraged about the possibility of this turning around.
I have to say, I go back and forth, you know, day by day. Yesterday, the president of the statewide academic senate, Beth Smith, came to visit us and to talk with us and to assure us that she would help us in making sure that we were, you know, doing everything that needed to be done. So we certainly have a lot of folks pulling for us, and that's encouraging. You know, Joe and others have pointed out, we do offer a high quality education. The chancellor's website, the state chancellor's website, recently put up what's called the Student Success Scorecard to talk about, you know, how well our college is doing. Although it's not meant to be a comparative thing exactly, but we do rate quite highly in comparison to other colleges in the area and other colleges statewide. So we certainly feel that this, you know, the college is a resource that absolutely everything must be done to keep it open.
Yeah, and we'll definitely talk about efforts to save the school and what you can do if you're concerned about this issue. As all of our guests said, it is incredibly real, and there is a real possibility that CCSF might shut down next July. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Your Call. It's a special edition of Your Call. We're talking about the future of City College of San Francisco. 85,000 students attend this college, and we've got full lines. We'll go through a few calls, and then we'll get responses from our guests, Karen Saginaw, immediate past president of the Academic Senate and a librarian at CCSF, Joe Fitzgerald, former student there. He now goes to SF State. He's a freelance reporter with the San Francisco Examiner. And Jennifer Aries is a spokeswoman with CCSF. You can email feedback@yourcallradio.org. Or leave a comment on our website, and I'll try my best to get it on the air. You can also give us a call in just a few minutes, and we'll have a line open, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's hear from Jesse in Oakland. Hi, Jesse.
Hiya.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm glad to get on the show. I'm an adult ed ESL teacher, and I have worked for 21 years in Oakland. And maybe some of the people listening know that we also got the special trustee. We also got democracy erased. And I hate to be the voice of doom, but it's Bastille Day was Sunday. It's up with their heads. That's what this accreditation commission is doing. Mm. And in Oakland, there is no adult ed anymore. None.
None?
245 people were laid off. That's real teachers with contracts and benefits. And then, of course, the immigrants, the students, the GED, all of that. It's gone. And so, to me, I take this very personally. I had to go look for a new work, and I found a job in Hayward, which has not closed its adult school. But that does not speak to this. This is not social and economic justice. I don't know who this accreditation commission is. I don't know where they live. But I suspect they don't live where I live. This is 85,000 people who are not rich. We're not talking about it. But this is poor and working-class people who desperately need an education they can afford and can get to. This cannot be allowed to close. And that includes the mayor and the whoever we have elected. We just passed Prop A and we passed Prop 30. There's money all over the place. This cannot be allowed to stand.
Mm-hmm. The Prop 30 and Prop A that Jesse refers to, Prop 30 was a statewide initiative to increase resources for the community colleges. And Prop A was a parcel tax that was voted in by 73% of San Francisco residents a year ago, after we had already been on show cause for many months saying that they wanted to support the school.
Well, and it's not just CCSF. The Accreditation Board recently issued an identical sanction, nearly identical, to the College of the Sequoias and the San Joaquin Valley, and about 20 colleges around the state are currently facing actions that might lead to closure. Joe, what are the underlying issues here?
Well, you know, what's really interesting is if you go back as far as 2006, only about six colleges were under sanction. So there's definitely been a step up in the number of sanctions that they've been issuing. A lot of them recently, as shown by the Accrediting Commission's own documents, is around governance, around boards, around issues related to this completion idea that we've kind of been talking about.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse, for calling in with your personal experience. I didn't know that adult ed was cut in Oakland. I'm going to add this to our show list, actually, to talk about the state of adult education. We've got a similar and related call. Let's hear from Dan in San Francisco. Hi, Dan. Oh, Dan's gone. Dan wanted to know what other politics might be at play here besides the accreditation. What about a possible land grab? Joe, what are your comments?
Well, I can't speak to anyone's motivations personally, but I think what is interesting is that the mayor has, Mayor Ed Lee, has thrown his weight behind the state chancellor. He has wholeheartedly embraced the special trustee and the decisions that they are going to put forth, and he's even assigned a few staffers to work at City College. So, you know, an interesting look and something I've been meaning to look into is, you know, what are the mayor's views? How are they viewing this locally in San Francisco? But it is important to note that the ACCJC is a Western body that does work with many colleges in Hawaii and throughout California.
Yeah, and again, it's a private nonprofit regional agency recognized by the federal government. We've got another caller about ACCJC. Let's hear from Kevin in San Francisco. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. The Bay Guardian on the 9th, a week ago, wrote an article called Who Killed City College? I recommend everyone see. So it raises a number of political issues. And I don't hear any criticism of Obama, who apparently is pushing this. In 2012 State of the Union speech, he said states need to do their part, making higher education a priority in the budgets, and colleges and universities have to do their part to working to keep costs down. Now, apparently that was coded language that there is a completion agenda that completely ignores students who just want to take a class to brush up on job skills, which community colleges are. And in a phrase I have never heard before, there is a federal shift in policy to ensure that two-year schools transition from being community colleges to mere junior colleges. Now, I didn't really think of them as being very different, but that really puts a spin on it. Also, that people on this out-of-state accreditation committee have business conflicts of interest, and that when you just do a numbers completion analysis, not only is that a reason that they're cracking down on City College, but Chancellor Don Griffin in October 2011, the City College chancellor, said, "It was obvious to me that when I heard George Bush and then Obama talking about the value of community colleges, that they're going to push out poor people, people of color, people who cannot go afford to go anywhere else than a community college." And that is a pretty scathing indictment from someone running the place. And I want to hear Obama taken on and this whole idea of out-of-state accreditation committees. Do we need them? Can we do our own? I mean, where is the push? The California Teachers Union is going after them. So I want to hear some more teeth on not just that they have financial problems, yeah, but what's really going on here? They're using that as a handle on the whip to get the so-called crackdown on Western schools, specifically California.
Thank you, Kevin. And again, the California Federation of Teachers has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education accusing the ACCJC of shredding documents to thwart a federal review of the commission's actions regarding community college. And actually, Kevin, Joe, our guest today, wrote the article you just referred to.
Yeah, I'm a freelancer for the Bay Guardian as well, and I love working there. But yeah, the larger frame for this is what I addressed in that article, Who Killed City College? The idea that in Obama's State of the Union speech, even as recently as 2012, he referred to the need to keep college costs down. But in the press release documentation he gave, he had a further explanation saying that if the creditors that exist now don't enforce that, they're going to try to find new ways of enforcing accreditation, which, you know, is interesting. Does that mean you're going to basically replace existing accreditation? And then looking back as far as 2006, and this was all really started under President Bush, and then Obama carried that torch. Looking back as far as 2006, the ACCJC's own newsletter says, we're getting pressure from the Department of Education under the current presidential administration to really enforce SLOs and other measurements of completion. So they're getting a lot of pressure from the feds to crack down. And so in 2006, they went from 6 sanctions, and now today to where we see 28 sanctions. So it's really a ripple effect you're seeing from the federal government, like dominoes going ding, 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 down to the accrediting commission and down to the colleges like City College.
Why? I mean, we're getting some emails about privatization. What does it mean when you talk about privatizing something like City College of San Francisco?
Well, it's not privatization exactly, but you'll hear a lot of folks really talk about the privatization kind of conspiracy. And it's real easy to look at what they say and go, wow, you guys are really crazy. You guys are talking about these really wide ideas. But what they're really talking about is a number of private foundations that spend hundreds of millions of dollars to enforce different companies that have different ideas about education. So, for instance, the Lumina Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they're basically looking at education and they're saying, you know what, something's not working. Let's put some money into this and fix things. But their view of fixing things, and I'm not going to characterize it as good or bad, is to get better numbers, better completion, mm-hmm. better transfer. It's all very much like what's the Bush, No Child Left Behind. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like No Child Left Behind, but for colleges. But they've got a lot of money, and no one elects these people. Now, I'm still not saying whether that's good or bad, but it's worth looking at.
Well, and Jennifer, how would you respond to some of these concerns? Because a lot of people are asking these questions. Jennifer?
I'm here. I think questions like this need to be asked. I think it's how, you know, if we just take things without looking deeper, then what type of society are we?
Right.
My focus right now, as is the colleges, is, you know, these are issues that need to be looked at. But in the meantime, we still have to meet accreditation standards. And we have to do it because we have a responsibility to the 85,000 students that we serve.
So at the end of the day, for you, this is the issue at hand. This is very serious that CCSF could close this time next year. And again, that's what we're talking about on this special edition of Your Call. What can people do? Is there a real chance to save City College of San Francisco?
I think there is. And we are urging people to, Wendy Kaufman, head of the CCSF Coalition, one of the founders, has also said what I'm about to say, and that's come down, enroll, take a class. We have an incredible schedule of classes, and I think someone will find what they're looking for, whether it be to transfer, skills enhancement, or just something you're interested in learning about, and that's a way that people can help.
So that's a way to support CCSF, is to mm-hmm. sign up and take a class?
As we talked earlier about the enrollment numbers, as Joe was talking earlier, you know what? We do need to maintain our enrollment numbers, or the college is in danger of losing funds. And so if people want to be able to help, then we invite them to come and attend City College and see what this institution is all about.
Ultimately, I think it's really important for the city of San Francisco to take a look at the changes that are being made in City College, and it's up to them to make the decision. Are these the changes that we want? Are these the changes that we need? Will this make City College a better school? So, I mean, contacting your elected officials, talking to the board, to the city, and saying, these are the classes we want. We want adult ed, or we don't want adult ed, or whatever it is, but they need to look.
What role does the board play, the Board of Supervisors play in all of this?
Oh,
Karen?
The Board of Supervisors does not have an immediate effect on City College in that the Community College Board is, you know, it's a separate entity. We're not part of the city. We're, in a sense, more connected to the statewide community college. But, you know, it is complicated, and certainly policymakers of all kinds are concerned, and City College affects the life of the city of San Francisco.
If you want to contact someone in power who will have a direct effect on City College, contact the ACCJC, contact the Board of Governors. That's the State California Community College Board of Governors. Contact the State California Community College Chancellor's Office, Bryce Harris. Contact them. They are the ones who have the most power and the most control in this case. And Barbara Gella, the special trustee in charge of City College.
All right, we've got time for just a few more callers. Let's hear from Dan in San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for making my call your call. I just wanted to say, first of all, some good writing and some not so good writing in the newspapers kind of made people think that, you know, it's a done deal. And some of the headline writing, like, City College loses accreditation. It's not necessarily the case. People could still go. And the mission statement, streamlining, maybe just create a new college within the community college district, take on some of the lifelong learning, or a special college for English as a second language to do some streamlining. It might just be a new umbrella underneath the same community college district. Just give it a new college name, Streamline City College. And the final thing is, yeah, I think it is a land grab. I think that somebody's trying to shake off at least some of the satellite campuses of CCSF and for development and or for, you know, other uses. I mean, a beautiful new North Beach Chinatown campus, some of the rental stuff in the Bayview. They're trying to get it for something else, maybe. I don't know who they is, but anyway, I just thought I'd make those points and wish everyone luck and stay positive.
All right.
And, like I said, take some classes if you can.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're going to go to Mark in Berkeley. Mark, we have just about 30 seconds. We're almost out of time, but just wanted to get you in quickly.
Thank you. Sorry if I'm repeating, but the same article talked about how the country was divided into five regions, and this region has its own commission, and it's way ahead of all the other commissions. In other words, it's 400 to 500% more actions than all the other regions of the country. Is this the basis of, like, a racial discrimination suit or something? I'll take my answer off. Thanks.
All right, thanks. And anyone want to respond to that?
Well, one of the sources I talked to who had a lot of experience with the ACCJC said that this is, and I'm not sure how true this is, but this is just what he told me, is that the ACCJC got this pressure from the Department of Education, and that the other accrediting commissions would get the same pressure in the coming years, and that you're going to see a jump in sanctions across the country, really. Now, whether that bears out or not, I can't tell you.
So, Jennifer, what happens in the next year, and how can people get involved other than taking a class?
In the next year, as we talked about earlier, we have the review process, which we will be going through, at the same time working to continue meeting the standards. Pending the review, as they said, if we're not happy, we go forward to the appeal process. Again, still working to meet those standards.
All right.
People, as Joe said, you know, certainly contact our special trustee or state chancellor, Mayor Lee. I have been very involved and very helpful.
And final thoughts from you, Karen. We're almost out of time.
Please be aware that right now and for this coming year, all of our courses are fully accredited, and those credits will never evaporate no matter what happens to City College.
Karen Saginaw is immediate past president of the Academic Senate and librarian at City College. Joe Fitzgerald is a former student there, freelance journalist with The Examiner, and Jennifer Aries is a spokeswoman for City College of San Francisco. Thank you all for joining us. And thanks for listening. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call. What was your response to the acquittal of George Zimmerman? On the next Your Call, we'll talk about the aftermath of the verdict. Zimmerman, a man who identifies himself as Hispanic, was charged with second-degree murder in the killing of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida last year. The judge barred attorneys from using the words racial profiling during the trial. What role did race play? And how is this case affecting communities of color? What's your reaction? It's Your Call with Holly Kernan and you. Support for Your Call comes from the listeners of KALW. To sign up for our podcast or newsletter or to share the show on Facebook or Twitter, visit yourcallradio.org. Malihe Razazan and Ali Budner produce the show. Matt Martin is our executive producer. Phil Hartman is our chief engineer. And Joe Burke is the studio engineer. Our theme music was composed and performed by Live Human. Your Call is produced by KALW in San Francisco. Special thanks to our partners at KUSP in Santa Cruz. You can email us at feedback@yourcallradio.org.